David is on the road today. This scamdemic, I willingly call it scamdemic. You can't even get families that are coming together for an event, a life celebration or a funeral. And families oftentimes hadn't seen each other for years. And there was always a lull with families. But now when they come together, they won't even embrace. They won't hug each other. You know, they want to bump the fist, touch elbows or something. Whereas in the past, families were close and they would hug. But this scamdemic has been able to even pull families apart. I talked to a lady, and I mentioned this on calls before, that she had a first grandchild. And the grandchild is now, I think, like 8 months old. And I was talking to her one day, and she was crying, saying, "That's been my dream to have a grandchild. And I got my first grandchild. And you know, I've never had a chance to hold the grandbaby in my arms. My daughter only allows me to come to the window of the house, and I can stand there and look through the window. She'll bring the child to the window so I can see the child. But I have never been able to touch her." Now, in the past, when was something like that ever been able to happen? It wouldn't. If there is a pandemic, which I don't personally acknowledge because I've just seen too much, I know too many people in the medical industry that are telling me adverse information to what the press is saying. You know, I know people in other countries who are telling me that they don't see the things that they are seeing on their news. They definitely don't see the things that they're seeing on American news. It's just not that serious. They have taken what we have every year, the flu, which if you go back, you can Google it. Go back to some old news, and you see that every year the flu kills millions of people. And we just take it for granted. You know, people are going to die every year from the flu. Well, with this coronavirus, it's killed the flu. You don't hear the deaths coming from the flu anymore. You don't even hear too many deaths coming from gunshots. Why? Because the coronavirus has killed all that. Because of what they get paid for, giving death certificates for coronavirus, everybody's dying from coronavirus. I talked to a person that works at a medical office and said that a person came in with a gunshot wound. And what did the death certificate say? Coronavirus. And how could they justify that? Well, just before the person died from the gunshot wound, they contacted coronavirus and they died of coronavirus. I mean, how stupid can we be? But the hospital enjoyed the benefit because by them turning in a death certificate saying coronavirus instead of gunshot wound, they received money. And you can see some investigative reporting. And I think it was a military hospital or something that they would turn in all their death certificates like once every month or once every couple of months. And when the coronavirus came out and when they came out with the proposal to pay hospitals, pay institutions for death certificates stating coronavirus, they pulled all the death certificates back from people that had died of cancer and all of these other things, and they changed them all to coronavirus. So the statistics we're hearing are not real. Everything that a person dies of now gets classified as coronavirus, unless you're avid. And one of your relatives died, you stand there and say, "Don't put coronavirus on that death certificate. I know my mother or my aunt or husband or wife, whatever." Yeah, they're gone. But, you know, they had a heart attack and it was not coronavirus. If somebody doesn't just stand over them and do that, then death certificate is going to say coronavirus. So all of these statistics that you hear that's scaring people to death and causing all this fear, they are made up. And you can get that information by common sense, which, like I said, is not so common anymore. So we are fearing fear, and that's our causes of death these days. And it's breaking down our immune system because of the fear we're getting from all of this fake news and so forth. Being afraid of your loved ones, not allowing, you know, grandmothers and grandfathers to see their grandkids, you know, not visiting each other anymore because of fake reports and so forth. So these are the things that we just got to be conscientious of. You know, we're letting the negative force destroy us, and we're buying right into it. So if anyone else wants to press star,
Nate,
star and
Nate,
come on in.
James.
Yes, go ahead. Who is this?
This is James.
Okay, go ahead, James.
Hey, Good day to all of you. Dan last week gave us the name of John, J-O-N, Rappaport. And Dan made this comment that he may be one of the only real investigative journalists alive today. And hopefully that's not true. I think there are more. John Rappaport is very good. But one of the things he has said, he was interviewed and he commented on the fact that in Wuhan, China, where it all began, how dense the pollution, the air pollution is, and how everything is totally polluted. But he said that overnight, 50 million people were shut down. Overnight, they shut down 50 million people. And all of the heads of the countries of the United Nations, they all applauded him. They all applauded China. And he emphasized that all of these nation heads are applauding what they all called one of the worst dictatorial communist nations in the world. They're all applauding them for shutting down 50 million people overnight. And so everybody has kind of followed suit. And it's just a damn shame what's going on. And we are all witnessing this. So I think most of us on this call, we are aware.
James.
Yes.
Hey, this is David Williams. How you doing?
Hey, David.
Sorry, I wanted to just ask you a question about one of our liaisons from Haiti just came in, and he and I spoke on Friday. There is no COVID in Haiti. Zero.
That's good to know.
Well, it's because this is a fake simulation exercise. As they said in the report last year, there is no COVID.
How can we get validation on what you just stated? Because that's very good to know. Is there something that we can reference so that we can share that information with other people?
Yeah, the CDC put out their report in July on the PCR test. They classify it as this. 2019 nCoV, which stands for novel coronavirus, has not been isolated. If I can't isolate a car, how do I know it's not a truck? How do I know it's not a motorcycle? How do I know it's not an airplane? If I can't isolate something, how do you identify it?
Is there any way that you can reference that?
Oh, I'm going to be meeting with him. I want a declaration statement out of him because he works with the Minister of Interior and he oversees all the mayors in Haiti. Last year, I sent Brian over there to represent us and we were mentioned on national TV. Brian told me when you're traveling with Bob LaFranc, he said everybody in there knows him because he oversees all the mayors. He oversees all the towns, all the communities, all of that. All nations are reporting. Don't get me wrong. They're reporting some numbers. Haiti said they got 9,000 cases. But Haiti has an 11,500,000 population that they report. My estimates that I get from people that are more like 20 million people in Haiti because there's so many that they don't know, they can't find, they're undocumented or whatever. Well, even in L.A., I've had friends of mine tell me there's 10 million people living in the woods between San Diego and L.A. I don't know whether they are or not, but that's the same thing I've had a friend of mine mention down in Miami. The point is, if Haiti was running the numbers, they're only reporting 800 cases per million population. The U.S. is reporting 34,000 per million population. One of them's lying. That number is completely and utterly fraudulent. So either the U.S. is lying or Haiti's lying. And this is with all these nations. This is why I've been doing this documentation, because I'm going to be presenting it to the U.S. and the U.N. before this is over with. My attitude is, if you don't lie to the rest of the planet, that's fine. Just don't lie to me.
I just like to say, this is the reality call here. And I heard not too long ago that there are some lawyers, they're defending the people, ready to take a lawsuit against this whole big scam that they put over on the people. And every day, I think it's the number is 132,000 people just leave the planet every day. You know, so it's just the truth shall reign supreme, and we know that. Let's keep it up. Thank you.
If you want it, I'll give you a name. The lawyer's name in Germany that's suing for crimes against humanity, his name is Rainer Fulmich, F-U-L-L-M-I-C-H. You can look it up by typing in German lawyer files crimes against humanity, and it'll pop up. There's several YouTube presentations because They now know the PCR tests are all fake. They've got 35,000 doctors all over Europe that have already signed that none of this was necessary. Those numbers are going to increase. But the World at Risk report last year and the World in Disorder report they did in September says that the United Nations is not happy with the results of the last lockdown, so they're going to do it again. Now, when it says United Nations, and if you've been on the call I did last week, I read part of the founding documents of the World Health Organization. All 193 members are appointed to have three delegates that attend and oversee and conduct all meetings of the World Health Organization, and those three delegates from all 193 nations constitute what's called the Health Assembly. Every single nation knows about this. They knew about it in advance, that they were going to run simulation exercises. And I know why they know it, because it was in a treaty that was signed in 2007. This is all simulation. So the nation states, if you look up the numbers on the website I mentioned called worldometers.info/coronavirus, but if you just type in coronavirus and worldometers and go look at the numbers, none of the numbers add up. And as I told my Haitian friend last week when we were talking, I said, well, it's good for you guys. I said, because apparently I don't get into this race issue, but coronavirus loves white people. It's killing white people in droves. It don't like the rest of everybody else. It seems like Spanish next the best, but it's killing off white people. Because you look at all over Africa, no one's dying. The death rates in Africa are like, here's one, 19 per million. U.S. got 34,000. Haiti got 20 per million. These numbers are so made up and so fake and so false. Guinea, 6 people per million, 6. The Democratic Republic of Congo, 4 per million, 4. That's it, 4. So what they're doing here is they're destroying first world economies to bring it down. That's what they're doing. Oh, by the way, too, the National Institute of Health, this is an article they did on August the 18th. Immune cells for common cold may recognize SARS-CoV-2. That means your immune system, if it's built, will already recognize this fake simulation virus they got. And a study of blood samples taken before COVID-19 pandemic showed that people already have certain immune cells that recognize SARS-CoV-2. And when you read down through this, there's a whole chart here on symptoms. They got a nice big fancy chart. I just downloaded this earlier today. And the fancy chart says coronavirus versus flu symptoms are similar as COVID-19 right here. Fever, fatigue, cough, sneezing, aches, pain, runny nose, sore throat, diarrhea, headache, shortness of breath, loss of taste or smell. And it's got four categories: COVID-19, influenza, cold, seasonal allergies. Under fever, often, rare, and sometimes. Fatigue, sometimes, often. That's under seasonal allergies. Cough, often dry, mild or often. Sneezing, no sneezing with COVID, no sneezing with flu influenza, often with the common cold. Aches and pains, sometimes. I mean, when you look at this, there is nothing outside the norm. Zero outside the norm with anything that they're reporting. Norm meaning, did you ever have a common cold? This is, like Nate said, people now won't even touch each other and they sneeze. A sneeze now has become tantamount. Was like, oh my God, I need to go get tested. I might die here just from a sneeze. Right, Nate? We're seeing propaganda cause lunacy on parades, what we're seeing.
Exactly. Yeah, I was with someone the other day that we were in a line and the person sneezed. I mean, it was almost like a clearing event. People within 10 feet that heard that sneeze, all of them moved. It was like you could have cleared the way. You could have gone to the front of the line. Because people were like, oh, my God, this person probably has COVID. And people almost ran. It's just amazing how whatever they've done has changed our society. You know, it's changed, you know, the way people react to each other. And I think they are winning because so many people are buying into this. Like you said, buying into the propaganda.
I'll just say this. There's old ancient texts that say there's nothing new under the sun. And I take that with a grain of salt. from my opinion, the television and radio were something new, because this was how the kings of the earth, who had controlled things through games and gladiator events and all this other sort of sporting and propaganda, and like Caesar, or like Julius Caesar said, beware the leader that bangs the drums of war, because patriotism narrows the mind just like it emboldens the blood. He said, once you have a fear that they're going to get attacked by another enemy, they will turn over every right they got. How do I know that? I'm Caesar, and this is what I did. Today, they got TV and radio to do it, and of course the internet. So propaganda and programming of people is so easy now. I had one friend of mine, his dad's 80 years old. He said, if it's on Fox News, trust me, it's the gospel.
Yeah, that's the same. That is our reality of today. You know, people are just buying into the propaganda. And, you know, it's really shocking to me how gullible we became. Just take the United States 50 years ago. If something like this had come along, that would have been a revolution, that they could close the churches down, but yet have the nightclubs and liquor stores and you know, it can close down the grocery stores and other things, but yet liquor stores, nightclubs, entertainment facilities like clubs are wide open. So what is it, the COVID virus, scamdemic? You know, it won't attack you if you're drinking and having fun, but yet it'll attack you if you're in church, in the synagogue or mosque or whatever. It just doesn't make sense.
I just had a conversation with an attorney friend of mine, a longtime friend. We graduated high school together. And I told him, I said, you understand this is going to divide the country. He said, this country's already divided. He said, you're going to see the lines are going to be drawn. So we're facing this kind of nonsense on one hand and all the other political nonsense at the same time.
Okay, well, thank you, David, for coming on in, and thank everyone today for the call. We were able to kind of get it going. As a lot of people have said, we try to just keep it real. You know, we're just speaking things that make sense. And what's going on now doesn't make sense. But so many of us are buying into it. And so if you want to buy into ignorance, go ahead. But I don't plan to be a part of buying into ignorance personally. And all many of us can do is just tell it as we see it. And that's what we're trying to do. So anyway, thank you everyone for joining us today, and have a good day.